the old-time ones that were made of wood, wide at the shoulders and tapered narrow at the ankles, called something else?
What'd they call them?
He was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
What's the ceremony at the cemetery called?
Benediction?
If the people are dressed in black, you say they are in
mourning.
When they're really worked up over a death in the family and the women lose control of themselves, you'd say they were
weeping?
The children are out late and the wife's getting a bit excited, but her husband says, they'll be home all right, just don't worry. If you're getting old and your joints are stiff and aching, you say you've got a touch of
rheumatism.
A disease of the throat that children used to have, but you hardly ever hear of it now because they get shots for it, but it used to kill a lot of children.
It did.
When your skin and eyeballs turn yellow, you're getting
jaundice.
When you have your appendix taken out, you say you have had an attack of
appendicitis.
Do you remember what people called it before they knew it was appendicitis and when people usually died of it? When you eat
what?
When you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come up, you say you...
Indigestion.
Okay, and when you get rid of it, you...
Vomit.
If somebody's, you know, really having a hard time and is leaning over the fence and... What is something else that they might say happens? Which do you think is more polite term?
Vomit sounds better.
All right, if a person vomited, he was sick. If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you say, now if you don't come, I... If you both are going to be glad to see me, you say, we
happy to have
you. All right. Some people, have you ever heard people use the word proud in that way?
I'm proud to have you.
Do you think that would mean about the same thing as glad?
Yeah.
All right, so suppose you are talking to a child and you say, if you do that again, I'm going to have to
spank you.
If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, you say he's
dating. All
right, are there other terms for that?
Dating steady, going steady.
In that case, he is her
boyfriend, sweetheart.
And what does she call him? Her...